Hi, this is Nat Metcalf. Flyhawk have developed a unique 3D kit designer that's fully customable, so if you're looking for a new kit for your team for the new season, visit flyhawk.com or email info@flyhawk.com with your ideas now.
Nation Player is the easy-to-use, one-stop radio and audio app. Download Nation Player now on the Apple App Store or Google Play. Nation Player, we're on. Are you?
The Netball Show with Flyhawk. Raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
Netball Show with Flyhawk, also available these days on the Nation Radio app. This podcast guest is the world's best, a CBE, and needs no introduction. So, first of all, how did you find last season?
Oh, the CBE is wonderful. I do like caught it when they announced that out. You know what? Coming back to the UK and being able to play in front of the English crowds, I just connect back to where it all started for me. It was really wonderful and actually sort of quite humbling. I, from a very nervous athlete, I actually managed to conquer my nerves and just really enjoy my netball, especially up north with Leeds Rhinos. I mean, the hospitality and the friendliness up there from the locals has been wonderful. I felt really at home and really settled in. And the team that Leanna sort of put together, we're a young side with a few sort of key experienced players throughout the court. We're obviously hit with a fair few bit of injury and illness throughout the season. So not the best start, bit of a roller coaster of a season for us performance-wise. But I think a perspective looking back, there was a lot of growth to be taken with individual players. Those players we've actually seen being recruited into next season's squad, which I'm obviously delighted to be part of again and keep watching their netball journeys grow. But for the season that was, as I said, it was just nice to be back on English soil, and I'm excited to be part of this NSL 2.0. There's obviously a long way to go. It's a 10-year plan. The first phase is probably going to feel quite stagnant and probably not too different to the previous year that I just played. But I think it's all important part of the step of making the board professional, and obviously the reduced teams and the reduced squad sizes are going to be a massive adjustment for athletes and coaches.
For 2025, Joyce is obviously returning as well, and you've got young Roses star Harriet Jones as well, and their partnership will continue to grow.
Yeah, it really will. And I think Harriet took great steps this year with her combination with Joyce, and the confidence to go to post is always there. The fitness is improving. And then it just takes that court time and coming up against experienced defenders and knowing how to navigate that, especially when a lot of them want to try and double team Joyce. And that's when Harriet can really sort of come into her own and carve up that circle and really make defenders think twice with, well, can they do a double up, or do they need to actually look at marking her too? And then we've also got a young Roses or Futures in Sophie, who's joining that circle. So great that they'll be able to learn from the likes of Joyce, who is obviously a powerhouse and a dominant spearhead of our attack end. In our midcourt, we have Cassie, who was sort of a breakout into our starting seven this year and really held down that spot. She can cover all three positions, probably more the engine for us. And I've just really seen her her embrace the game. Her IQ is high and just wanting to learn and develop her game on and off the court. And I think she'll go up another level for us this year. And then obviously bolstered by Ashley, Beth and Rosie as well, who, I mean, I think I look at our midcourt and yes, there's some names in there that people know, probably not some big household names that you would know, but they're girls that are just, they're fit, they're tenacious, they're going to be the engine for our team next year. And I think they're going to have that no fear to just let the ball go, which when you've got shooters like Joyce and Harriet and Soph in there, it's going to be a fantastic opportunity for the supply of ball.
This Forever Storm fan will be really pleased as well. And I am really pleased, to be fair, that there's a spot in that 10 for Beth Britton and Rosie Harris, who returns to Leeds. Two great players.
Really great players. And I mean, to have a local lass back in a team is what it's all about. It's about that pathway for young girls. And that's one thing we really want to keep developing, is out in the community and making sure they can see that pathway, that they keep playing their netball, they keep improving, they keep coming along to the camps, then they can one day be a Leeds Rhinos. And then Beth as well, to think of that she is a dodgeball world champion, I think is just phenomenal. And I think the leadership that she's taken from that sport and then back into the sport of netball, I hope that I can utilise her quite a bit within the squad next year in those leadership roles, particularly in that mid-court, which will be fantastic too.
While you've been focusing on yourself, obviously getting into those pre-season vibes as such. What have you made of Chelsea over at Forest?
Oh, I was so excited for her. As soon as the news came out, I was like, damn, Chelsea, well done. And then, you know what, to hear her speak, it's a different side of Chelsea. Like, I've seen glimpses of it, but she seems so mature, so poignant with the details that she's coming from, the perspective. And I think being so raw out of an athlete into that space, she knows exactly what the program needs to get the best out of those athletes as people as well as netballers. And I'm really excited, actually, and to see what her capabilities are. I think she's put together a fantastic roster. I gave her a full-on cheer for that. And you know what? I'm a bit of a fangirl for some of my girls, particularly because I've played and shared rooms with them and spent some wonderful times in my netball career with them. And I know at the end of the day, when it comes down to it, and Notts Forest play Leeds Rhinos, we're going to be hell for leather. But then after the game, I'll be able to sort of congratulate and have a chin wag and just catch up and see how things are going. But yeah, I'm so excited for her and what she's been able to achieve. Equally, obviously, our loss is Panthers' gain with gaining Michelle McGee. And I think she's a fantastic player and a fantastic leader and growing into that role. And I'm excited to see how she blossoms at the new team and league as well. And it's exciting for these players and for any players, whether it's Chelsea coaching a brand new side or the likes of Gabby Sinclair, who I played with Magpies, going to a brand new team, to be able to cultivate your own culture, to be able to build and create those behaviours and values that are really true to yourself is so important, so special. And I had that opportunity at Sunshine Coast Lightning for 2 years. And it's something I hold very dear to be able to create that era and leave a legacy. So yeah, I'm excited for next year. And when announcement day came, I literally had my phone ready and I was watching all the teams and all the players. And I think I was along with the other rest of the netball community with finding out where we were going.
The way it was done as well was really special, obviously, on Sky News as well. You mentioned Gabby there. She's back. Pulse have signed Tyler Orr. Gabby Coffey's coming over. Chelsea Blackman are just going to be part of the Super League next season and continuing to attract the world's best.
How great is that? And I'm not just talking about players that are maybe playing in the VNL in Australia. You're talking about training partners. You're talking about players that have been part of the 10 in SSN, choosing to come over and play in Netball Super League and wanting to be part of that change and those next steps. And they're going to lift the standard of play. They're going to be able to lift the players around them. And I think it's fantastic for Netball Super League to be able to have the different cultures part of the game. And yeah, more Aussies. Hopefully we start to see a few Kiwis come over. Obviously the African nations are well represented. But I think a league, and I've definitely seen it over in SSN, where there's more representation from different nations. It makes it really exciting, not just for us as athletes and players to be able to navigate playing against the different styles, but also for the fans to be able to come along and watch in person rather than have to wait every couple of years for an international block to be able to see these fantastic athletes in full glory.
I spoke to Vic and obviously she's just really happy that Sammy's coming over. So a player that's had that incredible netball journey and is going to be sharing a bit more of it over in the Super League.
Yeah, and I think that's where her experiences she'll be able to share with her teammates. And you can't take that for granted when you're going into, especially first round, everyone's got a bit of nerves. And when you're vying for a final spot or you're in finals, being able to lean on those experiences where people have been there, done that, when they've won back-to-back premierships, when they've been part of successful teams and being able to sort of play the games where it's going goal for goal and have that turning point, that knowledge that they can share and the expertise that they'll bring, you cannot underestimate that at all. And I think for us with Leeds Rhinos, I mean, I'm excited with our defensive end and I'm all about building partnerships and I love the challenge of bringing the best out of those around you. So for me, I'm looking forward to joining Ella, who's obviously come across Manchester Thunder, and Jess in there as well. And hopefully all three of us can sort of form a really good combinations. And who knows, maybe I can put one of them back at goalkeeper so I can coach from the sidelines and watch them succeed as well. But we'll see how that one goes. I'm working my butt off at the moment for a poor
for you as well, though. It's just about inspiring the next generation, really, Jeeva.
It is. And I love that. And my game, like, don't get me wrong, I want to learn. And every time I step out on court, I'm really open to coaching feedback and wanting to improve and wanting to evolve. But I won't shy away from the fact that I probably can't athletically move the way I used to as a youngster, but I've definitely got the nous and the experience there, and that's what I'm looking to utilize when I'm on the court, but also being able to instill that knowledge and those, I guess, lessons and experiences that I've learned to others around me and watch them take on the next step, and particularly because they're on that sort of future Roses journey. It's exciting, and I'm so pro defenders, and then I can do to help empower them, the more the better.
Have a fab season, Jeeva, and I might just surprise you one of these weeks being Ronnie the Rhino, can you imagine?
If I start to see the worm out on court, or maybe the sprinkler or some kind of crazy dance moves, then I'll know it's you in there.
Well, I never made Storm the Stag, so who knows? Jeeva, thank you as always for your time.
Cheers, Andy. Love to speak to you.
The Netball Show is now also available via Sky HD, Sky Q and Sky Glass. Select sport and we're on the podcast's rail.